You never see one now.
What did you carry food to the hogs in?
In an old... Well, some of them used a big old bucket. Look, about that high, candy bucket, what I see them carried in.
Candy bucket?
Yeah, they used to bring, look like 25 pounds of candy, fancy candy, with a top or just a bucket, but it's about that big around, about that high, and it had a top over it.
About 3 feet high and about...
About 2 feet high and about, I reckon it's about a foot and a half across the top.
Uh-huh. What would you call the food you give to the hogs?
Food?
Uh-huh. Well, the scraps, you call that stuff?
We give them scraps. We always fed corn to them. Uh-huh. Slops from the cattle. I'd put that dishwater and stuff in and feed them the scraps in that. Some of them feed them lye soap. We used to feed them that lye soap. That would clean them out. You'd save giving them medicine.
Uh-huh.
You just cut a can of eagle eye, just pour it up and down the hog trough and chops in there. He'd eat every bit, it ain't gonna hurt him. Do him good.
Mm-hmm. When you, the bucket that you use to carry food to the hogs in?
Yeah.
You call that the?
Slop bucket.
Uh-huh. What would you have on the... maybe on the stove you could heat water to make hot tea in. A little black thing with a...
Tea kettle?
Did you ever hear the wash pot called a kettle?
Wash kettle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got one out there now. Just sitting by the well.
Do you ever use it for anything?
Yeah. I use it pretty often every once in a while. I heat a pot of water.
Mm-hmm.
Use around that if I got an old jumper that I get grease on or something, I put in there and boil it. Chomp it down, it'll get all right.
What would you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them call them frying pan. Well, a frying pan and a skillet's a different thing.
What's the difference?
One's made of thin and one's a thick cast iron, heavy, skillet.
Skillet's cast iron?
Yeah, skillet. That's, you got big ones and large ones, some small ones.
Mm-hmm.
And frying pan, it's made, it's just a thin pan with a long handle on it. It's thin, it'll fry too fast. Them cast ones will cook eggs and things better than that thin one.
Did you ever see something with little legs on it you could cook in the fireplace with?
Yeah. Set your pots on.
Mm-hmm. What were they called?
I didn't hear them names called. They had a pot hanger. They'd hang the pot over.
Uh-huh.
Have two pieces across and just hang that pot on a hook. On and boil the stuff. I never did know what they call that.
Did y'all cook on a fireplace when you were growing up?
Yeah. Always had a stove.
What would you have if you wanted to cut some flowers and keep them in the house? You might put them in a...
fruit jar. Old bucket or something.
Uh-huh.
Glass, either one.
What would people have that did buy at the store? A real fancy thing. That
they
put flowers in.
A little flower pot.
Mm-hmm. And if you were setting the table next to each plate for the person to eat with, you'd give everybody a